This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Francisca Amaro. Date of birth, October the 4th, 1957. Case ID number is 417-9840. Date of exam, November the 15th, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire dated 8/24/22. Identifying information. This is a 65-year-old married female with three children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of osteoarthritis of her feet and hands. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in March of 2022, where she worked at a clothing department at Walmart for approximately 18 years. During that time, she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a rented apartment with her husband, and her husband is presently retired. Allegations, number one, osteoarthritis of her feet and hands. History of allegations, osteoarthritis of the feet and hands. The claimant states that in 2016, she started to develop pain of her feet and hands along with right plantar foot pain. She states x-rays were performed and they diagnosed her with osteoarthritis. She denies any fractures, surgeries, or injections given for her condition. Symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels in the morning every day. Her limitations include being able to walk one half block, stand for 15 minutes, climb 4 steps, and bend over to pick up clothes. She is unable to squat. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, use a skillet, sweep a room, button her clothes and lift but not lift anything above her head. She is unable to open up a jar top at this time. She has no assistive devices that she uses, although she does wear diabetic shoes that she bought from Mexico. Her physician at this time is Dr. Moreno. She is presently taking ibuprofen, 400 milligrams QD, which does give her some relief. The claimant states that she does no strenuous physical exercise at this time. However, her daily activities include sleeping, watching TV, doing light housework, going to the grocery store, cooking, and doing the laundry. Family history. The mother died at the age of 62 from diabetic complications. Her father is 90 and healthy at this time. Medications. Urogonamine / caffeine / acetylsalicylate acid. 1 tablet. PRM as needed for headaches. Medical problems, migraine headaches, osteoarthritis of the feet and hands, and obesity. Major surgeries, cholecystectomy in 2002. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.1 Fahrenheit, weight 197 pounds, height 5 feet 4.5 inches, BP 136 over 85 mmHg, heart rate 78 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, BMI 33. General. This is a 65-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in mild acute distress. She appears also to be a very reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to HEENT? Down to the third sentence. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appeared to be mildly abnormal. The claimant does appear to have a questionable right eye retinal bleed. No oral, pharyngeal, erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. The claimant does wear dentures at this time. Could you drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was moderately abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/100. Pinhole is 20/50. Corrected is 20/40. OS uncorrected is 20/200. Pinhole is 20/70. Corrected is 20/40. Binocular uncorrected is 20/100, and binocular corrected is 20/40. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was asymmetric, slow, and unsteady. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the Romberg sign was negative. The claimant appears to have difficulty walking secondary to foot pain. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms, but appeared to have some tenderness of her fingers and also of her feet. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or the other deformity was noted. The claimant appears to have a plantar fasciitis of her feet. There is a normal range of motion of the cervical and thoracic spine. However, the claimant was only able to flex 70 degrees and had difficulty doing the ranges of motion of the lumbar spine. The claimant was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is abnormal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities, especially for the elbow, wrist, and hand area and the knee area. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position was 20 degrees on the right side and 40 degrees on the left. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body, but especially for the feet area. There is decreased range of motion and strength of both knees, and the claimant was only able to flex at 90 degrees. The claimant had difficulty in squatting and getting up on her own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table with moderate difficulty. The claimant had moderate difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices. She did not present with any assisted devices and although she has difficulty walking, she doesn't appear to need an assistive device at this time. Neurological exam. Grip strength was plus 3/5 bilaterally. The claimant had difficulty in opposing and pinching, as well as making a full fist. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were at plus 2. Sensory exam was normal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but a few muscle spasms noted of the hands. Muscle strength was plus 3/5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is mild to moderately abnormal bilaterally for both hands. X-rays of the right hand, no acute findings. X-rays of the right foot, no acute findings. X-rays of the left hand, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small objects, but with some difficulty. She hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction, although the claimant does appear to have some kind of osteoarthritis of the hands and knees. She is able to heel, toe, and fairly walk at a normal tandem rate. There is abnormal grip strength bilaterally at plus 3/5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and field is mild to moderately restricted. On examination, the claimant does show some evidence of muscle wasting on the hands and fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields, but does have limitations in her visual acuity bilaterally, which has been corrected with glasses. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to possible osteoarthritis of the hands, feet, and knee area. Probable diagnoses: arthritis of the feet and hands, - not confirmed with physical examination. The claimant may have more of a neurological deficit or probably some kind of polyneuropathy, but may still have some kind of osteoarthritis at this time. However, it does not appear to be an osteoarthritis, but appears more to be a nerve damage of the hands and feet. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Francisca Amaro.